Brian Munford is an executive chef who loves nature, but when his workday ends at around 10 p.m., bird watching is out of the question. That's why he jumped at the chance to join the North American Amphibian Monitoring Project. At least three times a year, he drives a rural route, stopping near wetlands to listen for frogs.
Thought it'd be neat to check out a couple of these spots because they should be wet, and they're far enough away from any kind of rural agricultural activity that they should be relatively pristine. So, we'll see what we see.
Hear what we hear.
It took a couple of years to learn the sounds that 27 native frogs make in this part of the world. At the state's Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, herpetologist J.D. Klepfer says there are mating calls, distress calls, and release calls.
Some of these frogs get into very amorous group breeding events, and so anything that moves, a male frog will try to jump on it. If he happens to jump onto another male frog, that male frog will give a release call to say, hey, I'm a guy, get off me.
Munford listened to recordings in his spare time and found ways to associate each call with a familiar sound.
Everything from banjo strings to 80s pop songs.
80s pop songs?
I think that the green frog, when it starts to call, sounds just like the beginning of Modern Love, the David Bowie song.
Some frogs are increasingly hard to find, but Munford says others are turning up in new places.
The green tree frog is definitely expanding. The wood frog, which is typically a mountain species, is actually moving down into the coastal plain. And just this summer, I found the barking tree frog 40 miles west of its previous known occurrence.
In one spot off old Highway 40 near the southeast corner of the state, at least four kinds of frogs are calling. Munford watches fireflies flashing in the trees as he listens to this soundtrack, and he keeps an eye out for raccoons, deer, owls, skunks, and possums. He rarely meets people during his rounds. Tonight, however, a concerned citizen in a pickup truck stops to inquire.
You're all right?
Yeah, okay.
Some portable frogs. Oh, okay. All righty.
I'll never forget, I think it was the second time I went out on my route, a Suffolk police officer stopped to ask me what I was up to. And I told him, and he told me to rock on.
And he felt like a rock star when he came across what may be a new species of frog, one also observed by state frog expert J.D. Klepfer.
It sounded like wood frogs, but I'm like, it's way outside the range of wood frogs, and it's way too early for green tree frogs, which also sound a little bit alike. Then I went to a meeting shortly thereafter and ran into a researcher out of Rutgers that has just recently described a new species of leopard frog. And as soon as I described the quacking-like sound, his eyes just opened up and he said, that's the new species of frog.
The high-pitched calls are chorus frogs, but there's also a clucking sound. And that's what has Klepfer, Munford, and their colleague at Rutgers excited. They've been taking genetic samples from those as-yet-unnamed frogs to confirm their finding, and they invite others to join their search to help state scientists determine how frogs are doing here in Virginia and how planners can regulate development, farming, and other land use to assure that frogs have a clean, healthy place to perform. I'm Sandy Houseman.